Let us have a look now at the first word news. Tesla CEO Elon Musk meeting more government officials on the second day of his trip to China. Musk met with Jin Juan Glong, who is Beijing's Minister for Industry and Information Technology. The pair exchanged views on the development of new energy vehicles and intelligent connected cars. Photos on Chinese social media also showed Musk visiting China's Ministry of Commerce. Iran has reinstalled monitoring equipment and boosted its cooperation with international inspectors, even as its engineers added to stockpiles of uranium. Now, the International Atomic Energy Agency, or the IAEA's quarterly report, finds Iran is less likely to face censure when diplomats convene in June to discuss its nuclear program. The organization's inspectors had raised concerns in March over the presence of uranium particles enriched to 84% of purity. Around 50 Credit Suisse bankers are suing Switzerland's financial regulator for rendering their bond-based bonuses worthless. A Swiss federal court spokesman says staff are suing over the write-down of the so-called contingent capital awards based on 81 bonds. The court has received at least 230 appeals representing about 2,500 claimants who saw the value of their bonds written down to zero. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon testified last week that a former head of private banking, Mary Erdos, could have decided to drop Jeffrey Epstein as a client. That's according to a newly released transcript of Dimon's deposition in lawsuits that accused the bank of knowingly benefiting from Epstein's crimes. Dimon also said that JP Morgan's then general counsel, Stephen Cutler, would have had the ultimate authority to cut ties with Epstein.